And Heather Culp, I know you have to leave us, but before you do, what can you tell us about the other, the connection, if there is any, between this and the other fire that, that Greg Karas mentioned, which was in 2007? I know it was in a different unit within the refinery, but that would be cause for concern, is it not, that those two fires have taken place in that general area and they have happened within that five-year time span?
Our primary concern always at the refinery is the safety of our employees and the surrounding community. We will work with regulatory agencies to properly understand what the causes of this incident were, and we'll put those that understanding into practice. You know, we are a learning organization. Every incident that happens, we learn. We put better processes into place. And I can tell you right now that our employees are fully engaged on that effort right now.
I understand. But I guess my question again is, isn't that cause for concern? If you live in that neighborhood, as you said yourself do, if there have been two fires like this that have happened within a five-year period, is that not cause for concern if you live in that neighborhood?
We're continually striving to improve our operational processes to minimize these incidences, and we will effectively work with our regulatory agencies to make sure that we put into process and into place all those procedures that we need to make sure that these types of things don't happen in the future.
All right, Heather Culp, I know you have to leave us. Thanks for adding
in
your perspective this morning. Heather Culp, the public relations manager from the Chevron facility in Richmond.